or opioids. Hi, I'm Martha Meyer, and I'm going to talk about marijuana. So marijuana in Colorado has three distinct periods, the legalization, that is. But in 2014, when we moved to legalize recreational marijuana, there was a concern that that increase in access would mean we'd have an increase in healthcare utilization. And specifically, were people going to hit the ED? So for our project, we wanted to understand the impact of recreational marijuana legalization on ED visits. So the aim of this project is to describe ED visits, to describe marijuana-related ED visits, and then look at some age and gender distribution of those visits among Denver County residents over a three-year period. We started looking at 2013, which is the year prior to recreational legalization, and then that period 2 years following with recreational legalization. And what that means is anybody over the age of 21 has legal access to marijuana now. So we got data from the Colorado Hospital Association, pulled out the ED visits, and then using the ICD-9 and ICD-10 codes, we used the first three diagnosis fields to identify potentially marijuana-related hospital or ED visits. We calculated standardized rates of ED visits per 100,000 and then did some statistical analysis with appropriate testing. And here's what we found. So the blue is a total ED visits for the 3 years, and as you can see, they're gradually going up. And that red, very, very thin red line to the top is the marijuana visits. And what you'll notice is that is less than 1%. So the takeaway from this slide is ED visits are going up. And remember, this spans that period of time of the healthcare law change. But because you're epidemiologists, we did something more interesting than that as we looked at rates. So this is the rate of a potentially marijuana-related visit per 100,000 ED visits. And what you'll see here is it's steadily going down. And this is a significant decrease over time. Between 13 and 14, it's about almost 4%, and then it's 14% over those last 2 years. But we wanted then to look at what is the age and gender distribution, because the literature says it's going to be males, and we found that to be true. So males are the dark blue, females are the light blue. The age, for your reference, is this age group, that is the average over the 3 years. So your takeaway from this slide is, yes, males are more likely to end up with the ED. They have a higher rate. But that males in the age 18 to 20 is an underage group. So this is a group that has access to medical marijuana but does not have legal access to recreational marijuana. But before we get excited and start drawing conclusions, this data is de-identified, so we cannot track people across time and we cannot track who was a repeated visitor. We don't know if marijuana caused a visit or if marijuana was just brought up at some time during the visit. We use ICD-9 and ICD-10 codes, which are diagnostic in purpose and not meant for surveillance, but we use them anyhow. And finally, what we cannot capture here is there's likely been a change of attitude. So are we under-reporting or over-reporting? That we don't know at this time. But what we can conclude is that we were able to answer our question, and that is potentially marijuana-related ED visits did increase. And in fact, the rate significantly decreased over those 3 years. The highest rate of potentially marijuana-related ED visits were among those males 18 to 20, and that is an underage group, so that informs our policy. And the fact that males have a higher rate of potentially marijuana-related ED visits across all age groups.